Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. And today we're going to be looking at a few expressions that many English learners find quite difficult to use correctly. Recently we did a podcast about how to use the expression to be or to get used to something. Today we're going to compare this expression with the word usually and to used to do something. People often mix them up. So first of all, a reminder of how to use to be or to get used to something. And this means to grow accustomed to something or to adapt to a situation. For example, at first I found it difficult to adapt to life in a foreign country, but now I am used to living here. So remember that structure, because this is going to be really important when we compare them. The structure is a form of to be, so I am, or he is, or they were, and so on, plus used to, plus, if you use a verb, the gerund, the verb in the ing form, used to living. I am used to living here. So the structure of this is really similar to the expression used to. So be careful, because the meaning is different. The structure of used to is the subject, so I or you, or he, she, it, etc., with used to, and then the infinitive verb. So the difference is that we don't use to be in this, and we don't use the gerund. For example, I used to play football every Sunday. This means that in the past, I played football, but now I don't. That structure again, I used to play football. Subject, used, and then to infinitive, to play football. And then we have the word usually, which is the easiest of the three, but still a word that people sometimes mix up. Usually means regularly or normally or often. It is for a regular action that we do quite a lot. And the structure is simply subject plus usually and then the verb. In the present simple form. I usually go to the cinema every month. So let's compare. If I say, I am used to working in the city centre, it means I have grown accustomed to working there. It was difficult at the beginning, but now I feel comfortable with it. I am used to working in the city centre. If I say, I used to work in the city centre, it means that in the past, I worked in the city centre, but now I don't. I used to work in the city centre. And if I say, I usually work in the city centre, it means I regularly work there. I'm just commenting on the frequency that I work there. I usually work in the city centre. So be really careful with the structure. I often hear mistakes and people mixing these three expressions and words up. For example, a common mistake that I hear is, I am used to do something, or I used to doing something. But these don't mean anything, and it's important to use the correct structure so the listener can understand exactly what you mean. So remember, to describe becoming accustomed or adapting to something, this is the structure. I am used to, and then the gerund. To talk about something you did in the past that now you don't, the structure is I used to, and then the infinitive. And to talk about a regular action, something you do a lot, it is I usually plus the infinitive as well. So hopefully those three expressions and their structures are a little bit clearer now. Maybe try creating some sentences using these three structures. So that's all for today's podcast. I hope it was helpful. Remember, if you have any ideas for future podcasts, or you are interested in taking English classes online with me, you can find all my information and my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day and I'll see you for another podcast next time.
Avant de vous quitter pour aujourd'hui, je suis très heureux de vous annoncer le retour d'un podcast dont les plus anciens d'entre vous se souviennent peut-être, Petit Curieux. C'est un podcast pour les enfants de 7 à 12 ans dans lequel je réponds de manière adaptée à leur âge et de la façon la plus pédagogique possible en une minute à une question par jour, une question que peuvent se poser les enfants bien sûr. Par exemple, les épisodes suivants sont déjà dispo. Pourquoi les flamants roses sont-ils roses? Comment font les avions pour voler? Peut-on vraiment mourir de rire? Ou pourquoi le coq chante le matin? Et puis cette semaine, je traiterai par exemple de pourquoi y a-t-il une trace blanche derrière les avions dans le ciel? Ou encore, les licornes ont-elles vraiment existé? Sur ce podcast, je publie tous les jours à 6h du matin, du lundi au vendredi. Pour l'écouter ou vous abonner, rien de plus simple. Cherchez Petit Curieux, petit avec un S, dans Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer ou toute autre application de podcast. Ou alors, rendez-vous sur chosesasavoir.com et vous le trouverez dans la liste. Voilà, bonne écoute et à très vite.